Thank you for being here. And Lutka, we have a question again from a listener, and they ask that they are a green card holder. They're planning to get married, but the future spouse is in India now. So how long will it take and what steps do they need to take to get that through?
Well, it's a good question. In fact, I had a consultation yesterday with the same. So usually, you know, green card holders think they have to become U.S. citizens first. That's usually what I see, but not true. It's possible to proceed with the I-130 petition, even though the individual is a green card holder. In the question that you gave me was, I think the foreign national is in India, correct?
Yes, correct.
So the only issue right now with the green card holders is that it's taking a long time, which, you know, it's kind of new. That's been happening for the past few months. For the longest time, this category was current. So it didn't matter whether the individual was a U.S. citizen or green card holder, the timing was pretty much the same. Right, this category, which is the F2A category, is backlogged maybe for 4 years. So there in cases that were filed in February of 2020. So what does it really mean? If the spouse does not have any type of visa and is in India, you know, that may be some time for them to obtain immigrant visa. But of course, visa bulletin changes every month, so it's predict, but at this point it's definitely a few years. I-130 gets approved, goes to National Visa Center. Everything could be submitted, but then unfortunately the interview will not be scheduled until the priority date is current, which right now is backlogged. If the green card holder becomes citizen in between, which happens, so maybe a year later, it's really important to upgrade it. So to notify either USCIS if the case is still there or NVC about the citizenship, because the case will be upgraded to immediate relative category and it will go quicker. If foreign national in India has some type of visa and is able to enter the United States, or let's say it's already, I see it all the time,
like a travel visa or something,
for your students, that's the spouse is already in F1 status, it's possible to file adjustment of status much quicker. So the backlog is a little bit different. So the way it works is I-130 can be filed and then adjustment of status would be filed afterwards. Right now for the filing chart, they're processing September 2023. So it's not that bad. It's important that the individual in the United States, you know, in a non-immigrant status, maintains that non-immigrant status until adjustment can be filed. But of course, then this foreign national will not get the green card until final action date is current. And last point I want to make here, and that is super important. If the green card holder received a green card through marriage, trying to get remarried and file a petition, that should not, it's not a good idea to do so within 5 years of getting the green card. There is special regulation for this, and I do not recommend to do so because there is a much higher standard, and that green card holder would have to prove that the first marriage was bona fide, meaning real marriage. So it's a standard, and there are a lot of issues with this.
Lots of knots before tying the knot.
It's important to plan because, you know, we've seen some horror stories. So, yeah, planning is everything.
Yes, yes. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Well, thank you for that, Lutka. That's Lutka Zimovcek of the NPZ Law Group, a full-service immigration and nationality law firm right here in New Jersey, New York, Indiana, Florida, Canada, and India, providing counsel to companies and individuals worldwide on complex U.S. and Canadian immigration and